Audio 271. 1. What do you think are some major differences between people who know how to play a musical instrument and those who don't? That's actually something I never really thought about before, and I'm not entirely sure how to give you an answer. I suppose one difference could be dedication. In order to play a musical instrument, well, it takes a lot of time and practice, not to mention patience. But you could also say that about sportsmen. Creativity could be another example, but again, you could say that about an artist. So I'm sorry, I don't really have a good answer for you. 2. What do you think is the difference between the intelligence of a computer and that of a human? I think it comes down to the ability to think outside the box. Computers can certainly do calculations and repetitive tasks far better than humans, but I believe our innate ability to invent and create new things and new ways of doing things is something a computer, however advanced its AI, will never be able to do. 3. Are there any differences between urban and rural people concerning politeness? No, I don't think so. I believe that everyone, from a very early age, is taught by their parents how to be polite, and it doesn't really matter if that person is from a farm in the back end of nowhere or a sophisticated modern city like Beijing. I think it's a human thing rather than a location thing. 4. Would people want to do online business or run a company in reality? Well, for a start, I believe that an online business is a company in reality. The new bricks and mortar are the platforms like eBay and Taobao. If you are successful online, it is highly likely that you still have the problems of staff, corporation tax, and dividends exactly like any other shop that might be on a high street or in a market. 5. Why do some people like to share things with strangers rather than family members? If you're talking about physical items, I'm not entirely sure that they do. If you're talking about information or maybe feelings, then the only reason I can think of is that with a stranger, it doesn't really matter if they judge you or even believe you, because it's unlikely that you will ever see them again. With family members, this is obviously a lot more difficult because you'll see them every day, and judgment from your parents can sometimes be a terrible thing.